Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
For you right now, it's time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. That's where we went to look at supplies, the things needed to remodel our kitchen. They have all the good stuff, and we are, well, I love the way our kitchen turned out. Check out All Natural Stone. They're open by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, it's going to be hot today, and we do have the Diablo or the Devil winds blowing. They were blowing early this morning. I don't know if it's calmed down yet around here, but that should be on and off throughout the day and
through the week. I have no wind at all. It's like not even a breeze.
Okay, well, that's good news. We want that. Yes. We want less breeze, but it's going to be hot and fire conditions, and also the PG&E shut off. Someone wrote Oakland, parts of Oakland are in the dark. Parts of the Bay Area are in the dark. That's the reality right now. So these are preemptive shutdowns to avoid fire. Hard to argue with it, but it's also hard to sit there in the dark.
It is very difficult.
So, I don't know. We were expecting a turnoff last night and didn't get it, so I'm grateful. Mm-hmm. But we're also sort of ready for another one later today, so we'll see. Fingers crossed. Yesterday, we've been busy with this story out of Alaska. It's kind of taken over our news here.
Because it's so fun.
It is crazy, is what it is, but I missed National Dessert Day, which was yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Dessert is good. I mean, come on.
I love dessert. Yesterday, I had to go to the supermarket. I usually don't get to go. Well, you know, I'm the person that makes terrible decisions. I always go when I'm hungry. So we needed tortillas for these salmon burritos we made. Oh, my God. They were so good.
Salmon burritos?
Dude, I couldn't believe how good it was. It was just
I'm
going to
go no, Bob. That's a capital N, capital
delicious.
O, exclamation
rice, beans,
mark.
Guac, absolutely not. This piece of salmon it was so good and so juicy. And John made this sauce that went on it, like spicy. Oh, it was freaking delicious. So I pull out the tortillas and there's only three in there. I'm like, uh-oh. We better go get some tortillas. So I walked down the store and I found myself in the cookie aisle. I don't really know how that happened.
Oh, weird.
I know. So I bought these. Do you ever get those Tate's cookies? They're like the real thin and crispy cookies.
No.
They're so good. So I bought a pack of those. And then I was like, what? Coconut Milanos? Well, I got to try those. So I came home with, dessert for dessert day.
Sausalito guy.
Yeah. Sausalitos are good. Is that macadamia nut and
it is,
chocolate
and chocolate, and it absolutely...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
It's pathetic how badly I go to that, and I'm like, I should have two cookies. That's a normal dessert for a grown person after dinner, and I mow four.
They are big cookies, too.
And if I'm having... This is a true story. If I'm having one of those days where I'm like, you know what I need is a 12-pack or something, you know, where I'm just like, this has been a rough
go
day.
Go for the cookies, Vin. Go for the cookies.
I'll eat that whole eight cookies right
good.
There.
And that is preferable to the 12-pack.
Right. Well, that's me in a self-destructive mode. That's me going, I've had it with this day.
As far as I'm concerned, that's you not in a self-destructive mode.
But that's as bad as it gets.
That's you doing what you need to do to not self-destruct.
Oh, screw this.
Here's a spoonful of sugar, Vinny. Let's just take, let's go right for it.
Back to National Dessert Day. These are common questions that people have answered. Cake or pie? Most people say cake.
It really comes down to, is the pie good? Because I really prefer pie to cake because I don't love frosting.
Well, let's say it's the cake you like and the pie you like.
If it's the pie
both
I like,
are
I'm
equally
having it.
Excellent.
Then
what
I'm
are
going
you
pie.
Going with?
I'll go
you
pie.
Go pie?
Yeah, I like
it's
I love
a lemon
crust. Meringue pie.
Mm. Oh, delicious. Gretchy, I miss you so much.
Oh, so good. Oh,
right,
so good.
I just had a moment for Gretchy.
Yeah, love Gretchy.
Anyway, next people were asked, cookies or brownies?
Cookies.
52% said cookies.
You chocolate, love brownies.
No,
you're a brownie
I love
guy.
Brownies. Absolutely would so go brownies there.
You'd go brownie there. Mm-hmm. All right.
Chocolate chip cookies versus the field. We're talking about all the other cookies.
Yeah, all the other cookies. I don't care
chocolate
about chocolate chip.
Chip
cookies. I don't want
and
chocolate
70,
chips.
And 3/4 of people said, nope, still chocolate chip.
That's their cookie. Huh?
Against every other cookie that you can name, chocolate chip won.
Yeah.
Rice Krispie treats or lemon squares?
Oh, that's a hard one.
It is?
Yes. I love lemon squares.
Rice Krispie Treats got 62% of the vote. Yesterday was National Dessert Day, and I missed it because I couldn't get off the Alaska story. Cupcakes or muffins, everyone?
Muffins.
I don't even consider
I don't
a
care
muffin
about
a dessert
either of those,
food,
really.
Really.
Yeah.
Pumpkin bread or banana bread?
Is it neither? Ugh.
Oh, really? I like both.
I don't know, warm out of the oven, banana bread for my mom, I guess. But I just, I'm not a bread person.
Your boy's not making stuff like that come this holiday? You're not going to see a bunch of pumpkin bread?
I don't, that's not really a thing at our house. No.
He's a bread guy.
He's not a pumpkin bread guy.
Huh.
He's a pie guy. He'll make pies.
Oh, really? What's his specialty?
He does a good apple pie. He does this thing where he slices the apples really thin and then he like pre-fries them. Like he sort of fries them up and almost browns them and cooks like all the gushy stuff and then puts it all in the thing. And I can't wait for that.
Sounds pretty good.
It's pretty good.
All right. A new survey asked people which end of the candy corn they eat first. The rest of the world says neither. Yuck.
Now look, the way to eat a candy corn, you don't.
I knew you would
tiny.
Have an answer. We go to Sarah now for the answer on how do you eat candy corn.
You heard it here first. You take the whole piece and you put it point side up down on your bottom molars and then crush it down with your top molars. And that's how you eat your candy corn. More coverage at 6 o'clock on the news. You heard it here first. I'm actually doing her pretty like
you do pretty good, but you
I don't
didn't
even
work
realize
in the genitalia.
Male genitalia. Oh
my
God, I love her. Tell me more about her.
Lady just blew up her whole life. Like it's so crazy that's.
It's wonderful.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
None of us can believe it, lady.
We can't believe what a good person you are. I'm so into her. Her name is Marie Athen. Is that correct?
Maria. I think it's Maureen, but she goes by on air. She goes by Maria Athens. Yes,
Maria
she's
Athens.
A newscaster in Anchorage, Alaska, who was having an affair with the mayor. Also, her boyfriend was her boss, and she blew up everything. In the course of a Friday through a Monday.
Right. She blew up not just her life, but also that mayor had to resign and because he apparently was on Situations Wanted. What is that called?
Seeking Arrangements.
Seeking
but he
Arrangements.
Wasn't. He wasn't. That was just a story this random
I thought he
lady
was with
who
that
went,
lady. No,
the no, woman, no, 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 no. That
just
was
another short politician.
That was no. You know what? I knew that story was going to come off confusing. I tried the best I could.
It's so great.
A lot
it doesn't
to
matter.
It
doesn't matter how confusing it is. Here's the voicemail that Maria Athens left for the mayor of Anchorage. Play it, Bryn. Play the whole thing.
Oh, you want which one? The voicemail, huh?
Yeah, I want the voicemail.
The whole. Well, it's long.
Oh,
I'll start with the good parts.
Okay,
here we go.
Yeah, all right. It's so
this
good.
This is Fox ABC CW Newsnet National Alaska. I just learned through my Emmy award-winning journalism, you're also a pedophile and like little girls and children.
She's crazy.
She's so nuts.
Emmy
and by the way, Grammy award-winning.
The Emmy award-winning journalism was some random interview she was doing with a lady who wrote a book who said she thinks the person her daughter told her she was with through seeking arrangements was this mayor. In
right.
fact, that's not the case. In fact, the daughter said, no, I just told that story to my mom because I'm in the sex business and I just wanted her off my back. And I thought, well, how's that get her off your back? Whatever.
Her mom wasn't psyched that she was a sex worker. In fact, she told Maria Athens, this is the author of some book who's being interviewed by Emmy award-winning
journalist.
Whatever.
I'm getting an Emmy, so you either turn yourself in, kill yourself, or do what you need to do.
And then, hold on, play the next part where she goes, or I'll kill you and your wife.
Need to do. I will personally kill you and Mark Kimmel, my goddamn self, you Jewish piece of living You have met your match, mother You have met your mother match. I can't believe I am such a good person and thought I loved you. I hate. I don't even hate you. I will pray for your Zionist ass, you piece of loser. And I'm putting this on the news tonight. Bye. Have a great Friday, you mother.
Oh my God, I love her. So did she say Zionist? Like I'm not...
Zionist.
Zionist. Okay. I'm like, what is she saying there? Is she mispronouncing heinous? Like, what is... She's my favorite. I love her. And by the way, she's Emmy award winning.
Yeah. Mm. I wonder if you look that up, if there's anything to that either.
Well, like, look, they give out local Emmys. There's local Emmys.
There's no possible way, though. Right?
Oh, no. She's amazing. I'm sure she... Are you kidding me? With delivery like that, you think she's probably multiple Emmy award winning.
Okay. How about a couple fast facts?
I love some
fast facts. No one knows how long days are on Saturn because there are thousands of miles of clouds blocking the view. The best estimate is that days are about 10 and a half hours.
Mm. Well, that's a quick spin. That's a humongous planet.
Huh.
Do you know any more facts about Saturn that you want to... I mean,
there's
you absolutely...
Moons. I think it has 9 moons.
You knew a lot about that sign those Omahomies stumbled upon.
They're saying it's a multi-dimensional portal. Like, what other dimension does anyone want to go to? There aren't, you know, we live in 3 dimensions. Like, who can even wrap their head around what, like, the 7th dimension is? What's that?
I don't know. I didn't even.
Nobody
think it
does,
that
man.
Far.
No
I just
one.
Went, wow, this is a weird story where we can play Omaha again, and then you went off, and we were like, "What just happened?"
I like that you. No, tell me the truth. Did you
humans
make up the term Omahomies?
Humans aren't very nutritious to eat. At only about 650 calories per pound of muscle, animals like boars and beavers have 1,800 calories in a pound of muscle. So humans, not good for you.
It sounds
comparison.
Like we're the other white meat. We're very lean.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're lean. They say we're like pork. The people who eat people, say we taste like pork.
Only one former cast member has ever been banned from hosting Saturday Night Live again.
Who would that be? Chevy Chase.
It is Chevy Chase.
Oh my God. I only guess that because people always say, oh, that guy's a bastard.
They say he was a jerk to the cast and crew, and he'll never be invited back.
Oh, that's great. That's rich.
Let's see. Oh, this is fun. The used car chain CarMax was created by Circuit City in 1991. They split it off into a second company in 2002, and it is still going strong, while Circuit City, the original company, died in 2009.
Yeah, ancient, Circuit City, Radio Shack, well, even
good
Best
guys.
Buy. Yeah, right. Oh, sure, right.
In ancient Persia.
Oh, Iran.
People debated ideas twice. Once when they were both sober, and once when they were drunk.
What's the point?
The idea had to sound good in both states before they'd start acting on it.
Oh.
You like it?
Iran.
Yeah, sure. It sounds like they had a friendly way of dealing with stuff, I guess. I don't know, debating. Debates these days just are like kind of yelling matches, it seems like. Oh, tonight there's two. They're not debating anymore.
No, that's done.
Two different networks, two different town hall-y type things. Enjoy who you want to enjoy. You should probably watch the opposition. You're already on the one guy's side, so.
It seems to me like this is the weirdest thing ever.
Just add it to the list of weird in 2020.
So they're just two separate pep rallies, essentially. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 408 says, women do stupid things when they are in love with a married man. Lady, the first thing was to start an affair with a married man. You made yourself a fool to the world. I mean, what this is so far from just, you know, falling into an affair that seems to happen, you know, throughout the world and whatever. But to turn that into a newscast about him posting nude pictures
of a pedophile,
what the hell?
Which, by the way,
English mayor Ethan Berkowitz has his male genitalia posted on an underage girl's website.
By the way, so she, like, hears what this lady says, assumes that the daughter's under. I mean, she doesn't, like, where's the Emmy award-winning part?
There's none
Look
of
into it.
It,
lady.
She, in fact, that's the story I was trying to relay to you earlier this morning, was this lady who was doing the interview is talking to this newscaster, and there's a point where the newscaster goes, that's all I needed to hear, and gets on the phone and makes that call that you... Right in front of her. Like, that's right in the middle of this morning.
And I will be going live on the news with this. By the way, that lady's in full journalist mode the whole time. Like, that's her voice. Yeah. You call her, hi, Bob, nice to see you. Yeah, that was earlier today. A report just in from the supermarket. Beans are on sale. You gotta get down there quick. Details on that come up at 9.
Ethan, it's Maria Athens from Fox ABC CW News at National Alaska.
Meanwhile, they've been having an affair for 3 years, according to the story. So,
oh my God.
Why she decides to go into reporter identification, I don't know.
I'm very volatile. My next call's going to your wife, Ethan. What do you think about that, huh? Any comment? What do you have to say?
415 says, I'm with Vinny. Salmon burritos sound gnarly. A big
Listen,
no.
I didn't know what to expect, but once I took my first bite and the music began and the explosion of flavors in my mouth.
510. Salmon burritos sound all bad. However, Tate's Cookies, bomb AF.
Yeah, bomb AF, for sure.
I'll read more of your texts on the other side of these messages on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.